No, it wasn't blood. It was the briny, amniotic soup of the revivification casket I could taste in my mouth. I opened my eyes and found I was cocooned by a viscous recuperating gel. Had I survived? Were the voices I heard real after all? Did Dacius yet live? Had he mustered reinforcements? My mind overloaded with uncertainty, and with my senses restored, I hammered a fist against the inside of the casket. My rebreather had come loose, and I was drowning in this filth. The locking mechanism disengaged, and I fell forwards onto the apothecarian floor as the revivification casket opened with a blurted warning chime. On my knees, coughing up the amniotic brine that had saved my life and kept it tethered to the world, I looked up into the eyes of my apothecary. I could scarcely believe what they were telling me.
Venatio?
He nodded respectfully, fashioning a warm smile.
Brother Captain, welcome back to the world of the...
You're alive?
And so are you.
Staggering, I got to my feet. I was sweating with the intense biological rigors my body had just undertaken, and a little unsteady. Venatio went to assist me, but my outstretched palm held him back.
You were badly injured, and have only
injured?
Just...
Injured? Where?
I interrupted for a second time.
Here in the Fortress Monastery?
Something wasn't right. An odd sense of recollection. A very mortal experience described as déjà vu. That which is seen already was affecting me. I remembered the chronometric device utilized by the assassin. How it had blurred time, and I wondered if I was somehow trapped in it.
Damnos.
Venatio's eyes narrowed. He was already consulting his bioscanner, as if their readers could provide some clue to my sudden distemper.
You were struck down on Damnos several weeks ago, in fact. You have just this moment come back to consciousness.
I gazed around the apothecarian, at the shadows at its periphery, but saw no veil of darkness. No hidden foes this time.
I was drowning.
Venatio bowed his head, abruptly contrite.
Apologies, Brother Captain. Your rebreather came loose towards the end of suspended animation. You appear to be experiencing some form of nightmare. It's not uncommon. So close to revival, I couldn't interrupt the process to wake you or replace the rebreather. It was inactive for but a few seconds.
I was shaking my head.
But this is... It's impossible.
The apothecary showed his hands in a placatory gesture.
You are here. You are back with us.
I frowned, incredulous.
What is your name?
My name?
Yes. What is it?
Cato Sicarius. I am master of my senses, Venatio.
You do not seem it.
Agamemnon stepped from the shadows, just as he had before.
Severus.
Another apparition.
I saw you fall.
The first captain opened his arms as physical testament to his tangibility.
I am standing before you now, Cato.
He disengaged the locking clamps on his battle helm and removed it, placing it in the crook of his arm.
Brother.
He came over and put his hand on my shoulder. This scarred veteran of the tyrannic wars, hair shorn close to his scalp, service studs gleaming in his brow, was trying to reassure me as one battle brother to another. I began to realize the truth, and it stirred an even greater concern within me.
You are here to summon me before Lord Khalgar, are you not?
Nonplussed, Agamemnon let go of my shoulder.
I am. Yes. How did you know?
I didn't answer, and turned to Venatio instead.
Apothecary, tell me. Did we bring anything back from Damnos? Anything Necron?
Venatio nodded slowly.
Yes, but...
And is it under Techmarine Vantor's custody in the East Wing Armorium?
Agamemnon answered.
It is. What is this about, Sicarius?
I met his questioning gaze with one of certainty and urgency.
Do you have a sidearm you can lend me?
Agamemnon nodded, not understanding, but beginning to trust what my instincts were telling me. He unholstered his bolt pistol and handed it over. Appreciating the grip of the weapon, I regarded them both.
We have to get there at once. The Fortress of Hera has been breached.